Okay, hi. First of all, thank you for the Open Research Tools and Technologies team. I'm honored to be part of this fantastic gang. My name is Antoine Fauché. I'm an all-new PhD student because I'm 36 and I'm from Montreal, but I'm French. You have already figured it with my beautiful accent. I'm going to talk about writing tools, publication tool chain, and freedom. My presentation is already available online, as you can see, and I'm using Revil.js, so you can watch my notes with the SK. So the plan. So you can understand the team's starting point. I have to explain at first the context. Then I will present the tools that are used by the majority in the scientific community, and I call them tools of pain. Not that I'm not going to say burn all the word processors, but a little bit. The third part is about what we need for doing our job as researchers, such as comfort. I like the new buzzword in the development community, DX, like UX, for developer experience. And finally, I will present about great, beautiful, but powerful and free tools. And of course, I'm going to introduce Stilo, a gorgeous user-friendly text editor for humanities scholars. Okay, so first context with academic publishing, humanities scholars, and digital world. Publishing ecosystem is not uniform, and academic publishing have specific requirements. First of all, it's all about semantic text with current footnotes, as you know, citation and bibliographic data. In the publishing ecosystem, we love PDF. But we need the web, it's a fact, even if sometimes you would like to see the frozen PDF format disappear. And it's all about XML. In academic publishing, XML is everywhere. It's the source of all joy and depression. Joy because we can do everything with XML. Depression because mostly we create a big, big technical debt. Never forget that DocX is actually XML. The context with humanities scholars, it's all about text. I'm aware that we all come from a wide variety of fields here. So I need to clarify specificities for the humanities. It's about text and sometimes data. If the text is the horizon of the research, we must handle it with care. The context with the digital world, saying as an evidence, our world is now a